Hi, I'm Dr. Nairi. Welcome to my podcast, Share a Meal.
Share a Meal is the easiest way to eat healthfully and improve your performance and manage weight by engaging in a healthy, long-lasting relationship with food. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. Welcome to Share a Meal.
All right, hi there, food enthusiasts and wellness seekers. Welcome back to the Share a Meal podcast, the show where we explore ways to make healthier choices without compromising the joy of dining out. I'm your host, Dr. Nairi, and today we're delving into the art of ordering healthy meals at restaurants while embracing the Blue Zone's philosophy of savoring not just the food, but the company around you. So grab your headphones or turn up that volume and let's dive into our first talking point. So the first thing that we want to do here is prioritize small portions. This is quality over quantity. Something that's new, right? Yeah. One principle that aligns the Blue Zones is the emphasis on smaller portions. Instead of overindulging in large quantities, how can we focus on savoring the flavors of well-crafted, smaller dishes? Let's explore how ordering wisely can not only support our health, but also enhance our overall dining experience. Quality over quantity. I know you've all been faced with this before. You can eat a large salad or a couple bites of the most incredible bolognese. This type of eating is, you know, seen in fine dining. You don't see this in fast food or quick food or anything that is on the lower end of budget. Sometimes you might go to a restaurant and you say, oh, this restaurant is so good because it has big portions. Is that really what makes a restaurant so good? Big portions? Not necessarily at all. I believe that the smaller the portion, the greater the flavor. Have you ever been to an amazing restaurant or a really upscale Michelin-starred restaurant? Portions are not big. They are meant to be small because they are meant to focus on each bite and savoring the flavor that's in each bite. Have you ever taken a bite of food and close your eyes and just thought, oh my gosh, this food has just taken me to a different place? You don't necessarily do that at the restaurants where bigger portions are what is the emphasis. That is more to fill you. But if you want to really experience food, it's the smaller portions of well done, and I don't mean overcooked, I mean well-created, well-crafted flavors that immerse themselves within each other to create this experience in your mouth, in your feelings. And this experience reminds you of so much. Think about some of the best foods that you've ever had in your life. When I think about those best foods, it's not even always the food. It's the full experience that went with the food. So think about the full experience. I can be taken back to some of the best bites I've ever had. And I know I'll bring up one of them. I love ricotta gnocchi, one of my favorite foods of all time. I had the best ricotta gnocchi in Amalfi, sitting at this dining restaurant outside. It was calm. The water's in the background. I'm with people around that table that I adore. And I took a bite of this gnocchi and I thought, wow, I have just been transported. Now, when the gnocchi came out, I was a little bit disappointed. I have to say, there were only 6 of them. And I thought, I'm not going to feel full after 6 of these gnocchi. But guess what? I was. I focused on each bite. I knew that each one of these were super valuable. It took time to make. Time for the sauce to really just blow up in flavor. I slowly ate each bite and I loved every moment. And I was full at the end of that meal with only 6 gnocchi. I could have had a big bowl of broccoli, let's say. So the quantity would have been great, but boy, the quality would not have met it. So start focusing on quality. And quality doesn't just have to do with the quality of the food. It's also how you perceive the quality of that particular food. If you like it, the quality is higher. So focus on things that you like and eat less. Second point here is navigate menus with a health-conscious lens. Many of us are faced with extensive menus when we go dining out. How can we approach these choices in a way that aligns with the Blue Zone's emphasis on plant-based foods? Some of these strategies for identifying healthier foods and making these conscious choices that not only nourish our bodies, but also contribute to this more sustainable, enjoyable dining experience. The more that you order these foods, the better you are going to feel about yourself. And then eating out just becomes also incorporated into your lifestyle. And it doesn't turn into a place where when you're dining out, you have to eat a particular food or eat a lot of it in order to feel good. Okay, so choosing foods that are plant-based, look for those meals. Look for the ones that focus on rice or carbohydrates or whole grains, or select the fish. One night of the week when you eat out, eat fish. Another night, eat meat. But every single night, don't focus on that. In fact, you can order more off the menu that is, well, not off the menu, but order from the menu, but from some of the smaller plates to create the meal that you want. So one of the things that I like to do is go through a menu and kind of highlight the foods that I want. Okay. And then say, how can I align this with Blue Zones? It might mean adding a side dish of a vegetable that is offered in the sides. And it might also mean not ordering from every section of the menu. You do not have to order an appetizer, a salad, a main plate, a side, and a dessert. Simplify this. Either order a couple of appetizers and some sides that make up a plate that looks like a Blue Zone. And that way you can pick out the things that you want, but it won't come in huge portions. Another thing is you can focus on the main option. So forget the appetizer, forget the starters, and go right for the main option that you really want and add to it to make it look more like a Blue Zone meal. So it might mean adding more vegetable choices to that. Or third option is order a starter, order a main plate, and order a salad and share it with somebody. That is, share a meal. So instead of everybody at the table ordering all of the above, order half of what you would order and share it with somebody. And this is a way to feel good about what you're eating, because it's not only what you're eating, it's how much you are eating as well. And this incorporates both of them. So there are some great tips here on how to eat at a restaurant. Also, focus on mindful eating in social settings. The Blue Zones emphasize the significance of shared meals and positive social interactions. So how can we practice this mindful eating at a restaurant setting, focusing on the people rather than solely on the food? We want to start savoring those moments amidst even that hustle and bustle of a restaurant environment. So how do you focus on the people? Talk, slow it down, and don't feel rushed. You can ask your wait staff to please. Don't come over until you're ready, and you can signal them. And if you have this discussion with the waiter or waitress at the beginning of the meal, you can set the pace of the meal. Make sure you're there for a full hour or so. Make sure that your conversations are not being interrupted with things like, are you ready to order? You can dictate that. And I think that's the most important piece of all of this, dictating the space, the timing of your meal, and making this known to the people who are helping you get through your meal. I mean, you appreciate the wait staff. And I'm not saying overstay your stay in a restaurant. We know where they want to flip tables. I get that. But it doesn't have to be interrupted all the time. And you get to decide on that. So do it. Say, you know what? We're going to order everything right from the beginning and bring it out as it comes. Or please give us some space near the end of this conversation, near the end of the meal, so we can just sit and enjoy. Maybe have an extra cup of coffee to just linger a little bit at that time. Another thing is that you want to incorporate colorful and nutrient-rich foods into your diet. So people who live in the blue zones, they usually eat food that are rich and vibrant, nutrient-packed foods. So how can you do this in your restaurant choices? How can you add colorful fruits and vegetables to your meal to both feel good healthfully, but it also brings this visual optic to the meal, makes it look better than eating, let's give an example of like meat with vegetables, with mashed potatoes, and maybe with the mashed potatoes, you decided to also have rice. And so now the plate is just white with no real nutrients. How do you get more nutrients in? Order an appetizer that maybe is plant-based, order an aside of a vegetable, swap out a mashed potato for a whole grain, and just find foods that really are vibrant in color. The more color, the more nutrient rich. And that's what you want to be focusing on. And lastly, when you are having a meal, what you want to do is you want to build lasting memories, a shared experience. So in the blue zones, you know, meals aren't just about sustenance. They're about fostering connections and building these relationships. So focusing, shifting that focus, it's a mind shift from the plate to the people and creating these memories that last beyond the meal. And those memories are what actually make the meal more memorable as well. So there's this social aspect of dining out that makes every restaurant visit an opportunity to create a meaningful connection with the people who are around you. Discussion points, talking, asking questions, really focusing on listening skills, laughter, music in the background. All of this is what creates this rich dining experience. And, you know, just bonding. So every once in a while, making that eye contact with someone different around the table, making sure everybody gets valuable time to speak, and putting the phone down. Trying restaurants also that aren't so noisy is a good thing. So like evaluate, where are you going to go? Pick out the 5 restaurants that are in your area that are easy to get to, that you like, but also you know the atmosphere is something that makes you feel really, really good. I recently went out to dinner with a bunch of girlfriends, and we went to this restaurant where the atmosphere was phenomenal. I mean, I could have sat in this restaurant for so long. Everything was soothing about it. In fact, it even had a waterfall in it. The music was low. The lighting was not so dim. It was good enough to see everybody and to see the menu, which is important. And it was just in these really comfortable hues of blue. I felt so good in this restaurant. I absolutely loved it. The food, it wasn't so good. It wasn't, but I will go back there. You know why? Because I loved the people that were around me. There were 2 meals that I did like a lot, and maybe I would just stick with those, because I liked sitting there so much. It really helped leverage the conversation. We all talked, we laughed. In fact, we talked about the decor and how good the space made us feel. It was a memorable experience for me and the people that I was with. And you know what? The food meant nothing at that particular restaurant. I would like to find a place that kind of incorporates the two. But having those go-tos, it's also better than just sitting at home and thinking, where are we going to go tonight? You don't have to go somewhere new. Sometimes going back to places where people like you and you feel comfortable is better. I I love the TV show Cheers, and I don't know if anybody remembers this, but every time that someone would walk into Cheers, the bar, everyone would like say their name. In fact, the theme song of the television show incorporated that into it. It said, "Wouldn't you like to go where everyone knows your name?" It feels good. So when this one guy, Norm, would walk into the show, everyone would say, "Norm." That is connecting to your soul. That is releasing these feel-good hormones that connect to your brain and say, "I like it here. I feel so good in this space." So find those spaces around you. Find your five go-to restaurants. Get to know those menus. Pick out the things that are according to the blue zones. Focus on the memories that are going to be created there. So this concludes this episode of Share a Meal. I hope you gained some valuable insights into ordering healthy meals, healthier meals, while cherishing the time spent with those around you. Remember, it's not just about what's on your plate, but the company that you share it with. Until next time, happy and healthy dining. Remember to always share a meal.